smart bathroom, developing a smart environment to study bathroom transfers. Brian D. Jones, Shiva Pandey, Peter Presti, Russell Taylor, Prasanna Natarajan, Shambhavi Mahajan, Harshal Mahajan, and John Sanford Georgia Institute of Technology, Atlanta, GA, USA. Abstract: individuals' functional abilities change over time. They increase and then decrease over the lifespan, and in some they may fluctuate over the course of a day. While these fluctuations may not impact one's ability to engage in daily activities, they can be problematic for people aging with disability or a progressive chronic condition such as arthritis or multiple sclerosis, particularly when performing toilet or shower bath transfers. Although various assistive technologies, AT, and environmental modifications are designed to facilitate bathroom transfers, they are static solutions, selected to match an individual's ability at one point in time rather than providing a dynamic environment that can adapt to support changing abilities. The Smart Bathroom Laboratory is being developed as part of the RERC Tech SH as a highly sensed, adjustable residential bathroom environment to accommodate a wide variety of research studies on task performance during bathroom transfers. These studies will focus on identifying the problems faced by people with functional limitations as they age as well as on exploring viable solutions to these problems. In this paper, we describe design and engineering requirements, challenges, and choices in the development of the Smart Bathroom Laboratory. Introduction and background: challenges in the bathroom environment. Current technologies such as fixed grab bars are intended to compensate for physical barriers to transfer in the bathroom. However, many of these solutions have been designed primarily for young wheelchair users with significant upper body strength, Sanford, 2012, and whose abilities are more stable. Individuals aging with progressive chronic conditions may lack such strength due to varying functional abilities, Mack et al., 2003. For example, individuals with MS may experience days or weeks of reduced mobility before returning to baseline, Northrup and Frankel, 2010. Currently available AT for bathroom transfer may meet these needs some of the time. However, flexible solutions that can adapt to an individual's current ability may allow greater success in transfer, Gentile et al., 2005. Findings from previous related research: the design of accessible products and AT, e.g., wall-mounted grab bars, raised toilet, shower seat, have traditionally been designed around young veterans who, despite lower body impairment, have upper body strength to transfer to and from a wheelchair, Sanford and Megru, 1996. However, the demographics of people with disabilities have changed dramatically. The American population is living longer and more people are aging with disabilities exacerbated by age-related frailty and chronic conditions, e.g., arthritis, that limit upper body strength and range of motion, Jones and Sanford, 1996. Thus, existing technologies do not compensate for the range of conditions and comorbidities common among older adults, Sanford et al., 1999. In fact, standard AT and accessible designs may do more to exacerbate disability among older adults than to ameliorate it, Sanford et al., 1999, Sanford and Bosch, 2013. The purpose of this research is to understand and improve on design in the home bathroom to reduce barriers to transfers experienced by older adults, particularly for those with functional impairments. Supporting future research, the Smart Bathroom provides a laboratory for investigating how people with a variety of functional abilities perform bathroom transfers and the interactions between design and ability. The Smart Bathroom will support research, 1. Documenting weight distribution, posture, and other biomechanical evaluations during unassisted and caregiver-assisted trials, 2. Predicting needs for physical support during bathroom activities based on biomechanical measures, 3. Considering the efficacy of prompts that encourage safe practices to avoid falls during bathroom transfers, and 4. Developing methods for automated fixture adjustments. Development plan overview: to better study the constraints of the typical home bathroom, the team is retrofitting an existing bathroom in the Georgia Tech Aware Home Laboratory for conducting research in an actual home environment, Keene et al., 2008. The Smart Bathroom is now positioned as a core component of the larger Aware Home sensing infrastructure, enabling a more holistic understanding of an individual's current abilities. In this paper, we describe developing the Smart Bathroom, determining important parameters of transfer, prototyping solutions to measure those parameters, and scaling the system to the Aware Home environment. Approach and solutions considered: we targeted adults age 50 and over with functional impairments who were able to ambulate to transfer. We plan to study toilet, shower, and bathtub transfers, and so drafted design requirements for the physical environment, fixtures, and technology components. Flexibility in design was a key consideration given the specific study goals and constraints of the bathroom environment. Design requirements for simulating transfers: the toilet is required to move vertically to improve transfer adjustments and horizontally to provide room for AT and caregiver assistance. To make room for this expanded area during toilet transfers and transform the tub into a walk-in shower for usability studies, the adjacent bathtub had to be removed. moved. To meet the fluctuating needs of participants, grab bars had to allow vertical, lateral, and extension adjustments around the toilet. In the shower bath, grab bars had to be adjustable between multiple positions on the wall as well as for mounting at various angles. Figure 1. The team investigated several options for physical space modifications and bathroom fixtures to meet these design requirements, and made 4 purchase and/or design choices. First, the press-alt height adjustable toilet was selected for its vertical adjustability, and the team designed a rig to support horizontal adjustment of the toilet. Next, for bilateral grab bars, we chose a 36-inch U-shaped wall mount grab bar and 2 standard lengths of vertically adjustable grab bars, 24 inches and 36 inches. See Figure 2. Then we designed a motorized lift system for a bath-to-shower conversion capable of suspending a free-standing bathtub from the ceiling and lowering it to a curbless shower floor as needed. Finally, we designed custom shower walls with a grid of mounting points and custom grab bars with quick-release pins for adjustable mounting and clamp-down. Technology requirements for measuring transfers, video cameras and/or Microsoft Kinects currently offer the best methods for capturing high-level toilet and bathtub shower transfer task performance, as they afford visual assessment of many key parameters such as posture, position of hands, grip, limbs, and overall task performance. However, embedded sensing solutions can provide more real-time, objective measures of parameters like weight transferred between floor and fixtures or grip strength used during transfer. By measuring foot movement and weight shift on the floor or the weight exerted on assistive devices, grab bars, toilet seat, walls, and bathtub, while also measuring the location, strength, and manner of grip on the grab bars, e.g., hand and opposing thumb, hand no opposing thumb, palming the bar, we can objectively gauge transfer performance that can be mapped onto video-based posture and limb tracking data. After a review of possible technologies and associated costs, we decided to first focus our development on designing and engineering technologies for capturing the most critical parameters for studying safe toilet transfer. The smart bathroom toilet transfer technology is composed of a smart floor to allow more precise tracking of foot movements and weight shifts, a smart grab bar to provide sensing that tracks weight exerted on the bars, grip position on the bars, grip manner, and grip strength on the bars, and the toilet seat instrumented to measure weight and weight shifts. Design and engineering challenges. Smart floor. We considered a variety of solutions in the design and development of the smart floor, figure 1, including commercial pressure mapping systems and a suspended floor, before deciding on a grid of tiles floating on piezo-resistive load cells with minimal thickness. We selected 8x8 tiles as a compromise between cost, i.e., the number of load cells required, and resolution, i.e., ability to isolate weight of each foot or object on the floor. After several iterations with tile load cell configurations with respect to floor thickness, floor movement, modularity of the design, and ease of replacing sensors and electronics, we arrived at a 2-panel, top and bottom, CNC-rooted, Lexan design. Grooves were cut into the top panel to form tile-like sections with set screws at tile corners to concentrate the force on the load cells inset in the bottom panel. Further iterations resulted in a modular design with channels for embedded electronics and wires. Smart grab bar development. In designing the smart grab bar grip detection system, the team tested a combination of location and force sensors. Short 4-inch combined force position sensors were chosen for the top of the bar, where hands are likely to grip, for detecting multiple hands, grip location and force, and force sensors spanning the full length of the bar for measuring grip force on the sides and bottom of the bars. Iterative prototypes led to a replacement 3D printed insert for the grip section of the press-alt grab bar, featuring the flat surface to attaching sensors to improve sensor accuracy and channels into the grab bar that protect sensor connections and hide the wires. The smart grab bar weight measurement system was designed to measure force in all directions, like a joystick. We configured 4 single-axis traditional load cells at the corners of an aluminum rectangle positioned between the sliding mount of the grab bar and the grab bar itself, so that the bars could be adjusted without reducing measurement accuracy. Discussion. Development of the smart bathroom is underway. This research environment will enable investigations into transfer tasks as well as other tasks that people with functional impairments experience in the bathroom. Our development procedure requires a highly collaborative effort between designers and engineers to integrate technology with the physical environment. We will continue this process by first completing the installation of the smart floor, a toilet, and smart grab bars around the toilet. Next, we will complete study trials of transfers in normative populations to hone basic settings and make necessary refinements. Then, we will research how our target population performs in our smart bathroom study environment. We will focus on variables related to fatigue and other measurable parameters from the home environment, e.g., gait speed, and explore predictive algorithms that use these parameters to determine when and how bathroom configurations and automated adjustments can improve transfer performance. Acknowledgements. This research was supported in part by a grant from the National Institute on Disability, Independent Living, and Rehabilitation Research, Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Administration for Community Living, ACL Grant 90RE5016-01-00, under the auspices of the Rehabilitation and Engineering Research Center on Technologies to Support Successful Aging with Disability, TechSage, techsage.gatech.edu. The contents of this report do not necessarily represent the policy of the HHS, ACL, and you should not assume endorsement by the federal government. References Gentile, N. L. Mayer, G. Day, C. Mayer, P., and Panek, P. March 17, 2005. FRR Field Test, Real Life Test at a Daycare Center, Presentation, Final Conference of Friendly Restroom, FRR, Project Consortium, Caritas Socialis, Vienna, Austria, Jones, M., L., and Sanford, J., A., 1996, People with Mobility Impairments in the United States Today and in 2010, Assistive Technology, 81-4352, Kienz, J., A., Patel, S., N., Jones, B., D., Price, W., E., and Minat, E., D., and Aboud, G., D., 2008. The Georgia Tech Aware Home. In Proceedings of the Extended Abstracts on Human Factors Factors and Computing Systems CHIO 8, 3675-3680. Mack, M., K., Levin, O., Mizrahi, J., and Huchen, C., W., 2003. Joint Torques During Sit-to-Stand in Healthy Subjects and People with Parkinson's Disease. Clinical Biomechanics, 183-197-206. Northrop, D., E., and Frankel, D., EDS. 2010. Assisted Living for Individuals with Multiple Sclerosis. Guidelines and Recommendations. National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Sanford, J., A. 2012. Design for the Ages. Universal Design as a Rehabilitation Strategy. New York, NY. Springer Publishing. Sanford, J. A., and Megru, M. B. 1995. An Evaluation of Grab Bars to Meet the Needs of Elderly People. Assistive Technology, 71-3647. Sanford, J. A., Echt, K., and Melissine, P. 1999, NE for ADA-AG, the case for ADA accessibility guidelines for the elderly based on 3 studies of toilet transfer, physical and occupational therapy in geriatrics, 16-34-3958, Sanford, J., A., and Bosch, S., J., 2013, non-compliant toilet room design for assisting persons onto and off of the toilet, health environments research and design, 62-4357.